This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The chief of mercenary group Wagner on Wednesday accused Moscow's top brass of deceiving Russians about the course of Ukraine's offensive and pointed to Kyiv's progress on the battlefield. Earlier this month, Kyiv's military launched its counteroffensive in the east and south of the western backcountry to claw back territory lost since last year. Russian President Vladimir Putin has repeatedly said Ukraine's offense is failing. China calls comments by U.S. President Joe Biden referring to Chinese leader Xi Jinping as a dictator, quote, extremely absurd and irresponsible, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The clash of words comes just over a day after Secretary of State Antony Blinken concluded a visit to Beijing that sought to break the ice in a relationship that has hit a historical low. China's foreign ministry says Biden's comments at a fundraiser Tuesday go totally against facts and seriously violate diplomatic protocol and severely infringe on China's political dignity. They say it's a blatant political provocation. Biden, referring to the U.S. shooting down what it calls China's spy balloon, had said of Xi, it's a great embarrassment for dictators when they don't know what happened. I'm Julie Walker.
The Israeli military killed three Palestinians on Wednesday, a Palestinian news agency said, in what the military said was a drone strike on a vehicle carrying a militant squad suspected of committing attacks. Reuters obtained video from local journalist Mohammed Atik, who said he was on his way to cover the incident when shots were fired and people ran for cover in a nearby shop.